Newly Shaved, narrated by Savannah Scarlett. Narrated for Capedo in collaboration with Saga. Tango on Dykeman Street by Wilfred Morgenstern. Maria Schneider walks down Rue Cherche Midi. Eric is pretty sure it's Rue Cherche Midi, the quietest street in Paris. She is wearing high black boots and a wild miniskirt under an open Afghan fur coat that is almost brushing the ground. Her eyes are heavily made up, and her face has almost a childlike youth to it. She is wearing a large hippie hat and walks with maladroit steps, half sideways along the curb while she squints up at the facades from under the wide brim of her hat, looking for the right house number. She stops in front of an entrance, looks at the slip of paper hanging above the row of doorbells with room for rent, and hesitates for a moment before pushing the door open and stumbling inside, wobbling on her much too high heels. Now the camera sits at hip height and shows the top of two thigh-high boots, Maria Schneider's thighs like two pillars traversing the television image. Her hips sway slightly from side to side as she walks up the stairs. Her skin is young and golden, inviting you to touch it with a delicate hand that moves in towards that dark triangle, the outline which is so clearly visible under the short dress. Soon, Marlon Brando arrives. Soon, all hell breaks loose. Rue Cherche Midi. There is nothing on this street. No bars, no cafes, no patisseries or boulangeries. Just two long rows of sleepy Parisian appartements and a blue gallery that is always closed. Eric walked the street between Rue de Sèvres and Vaugirard every day for 2 weeks on his way to or from a room he was renting nearby. He remembers how a cat used to sit in the window of the gallery, a real monster of a moggy, black and scruffy and never moving. And he met a girl who was almost identical to Maria Schneider. The same dark bob with a fringe that fell down into her eyes. The same youthful and yet at the same time mature figure. The always smooth skin. They used to meet there in a room behind the gallery. He was 20 years old. She was maybe 2 years older and did things with him that no one had ever done with him before. Things that forged memories in him that he would never forget, fantasies he could recall any time, like when she took off her bra, clearly proud of her body, and lifted her round breasts towards his face, showing them off like a ripe fruit in the half-lit room where the light fell in diagonal strips through the blinds, or when she bent over him and gave it to him, à la française, driving him wild. She always did it the same way, without touching his downstairs with her hands. She kissed him on the belly, licked his balls, gave him small, delicate kisses up over the shaft of his cock. Only when his cock was so stiff that his foreskin slid back of its own accord to reveal his wet member would she take him in her mouth, never before. Waiting for that moment was like torture. He never got to do what he wanted to do, giving himself a helping hand, pulling the skin back, taking her head in his hands and pushing his cock into her.